Hi there, my name's Grenville.
And my name's Jeremiah Doodle Dumpling.
And we're going to tell you the Caudle Popper tale about the moon dial. Okay, us humans call it a moon dial.
And we Caudle Poppers, we call it a rainbow's end. Anyway, carry on.
Well, for countless centuries, or maybe longer, the North American Caudle Popper has faithfully buried his treasure at the end of the rainbow, as this has always been the holy grail of hiding places.
Yes, sir.
The treasure is a gift of gratitude from the Caudle Popper to Mother Earth as a thank you for being blessed with so much good health, unlimited amounts of fine friends, and the luxury of always being able to go to sleep with the comfort of a tummy filled with copious amounts of fungal crunch bark clippings. No, sir, no pesky tummy rumbles keeping them awake at night. And we all know how frustrating that is.
Yes, sir. Most frustrating indeed.
As time rolled by and the earth continued to turn, tales were passed down from one generation to the next during bedtime stories and too many fireside beers. The secret of the treasure at the end of the rainbow doesn't appear to be a secret any longer.
No, sir.
So much treasure has now been dug up by too clever for their own good children that the Caudle Popper has now changed the hiding spot with this very ingenious moon dial device at the new rainbow's end.
Yes, sir. Very ingenious indeed.
It occurred one beautiful summer day in Williamsburg while everyone was busy with their usual busyness. It must have been later in the afternoon on a Thursday because they just had fungal crunch bark clippings and sampled Thomas Tipsy Tippleman's new flavour of Caudleberry wine. So everyone knew that the evening would be one to remember. Thomas Tipsy Tippleman always made a new flavour of Caudleberry wine on the first Monday of any and usually every month. He makes the concoction on a Monday, but it takes him until the Thursday to return.
Because he's usually too pickled from all the testing.
Well, that's not for me to say. But this particular day was slightly different because without warning, and out of nowhere in particular, a mystical wind wove through the woods at once upon a time. I know what you're thinking, but no, on this occasion you would be wrong. It had nothing to do with the sampling of Caudleberry wine or the fungal crunch bark clippings, allegedly.
Yeah, right.
The great bell was sounded and all the Caudle Poppers returned to their gathering place to find a mystical dimensional waiting to greet them. The mystical dimensional told the Caudle Poppers many tales of his amazing adventures and his great scientific work in the studies of the humans. The Caudle Poppers explained to the mystical dimension about their own problems with humans, and in particular, the rainbows and their treasures. The mystical dimensional explained that the humans believe there are only 12 moon months in each year. Well, fancy that! Where did they put the other one? Do they think it's a spare in case one of the moons doesn't turn up for its shift?
Maybe humans drink Caudleberry wine too. That would make it more understandable.
Well, full of vigor and eager to create, the Caudle Poppers ventured into the woods to find the perfect spot for their very own moon dial. With the mystical dimensional's higher frequencies, knowing, Caudle Popper imagination, and a sprinkling of fairy magic, the rocks could be lifted and moved with ease. On the month that the Caudle Popper was born, when the moon is at its fullest, the Caudle Popper will sit patiently on the top of his birthday rock and wait for the moon to cast a shadow from the tallest tree in the west towards the southerly point of the hat, but only provided that the hat is seated perpendicular to the right eyebrow and the wind is in a northwesterly direction.
Yes, sir. That is most important.
As soon as the two shadows touch, the Caudle Popper takes the bearing of the shadow produced by the tallest tree and happily heads off into the woods with his shovel and treasure chest of goodies.
Yes, sir. Caudle Poppers love giving.
I have since found out that the distance travelled by the Caudle Popper from the moon dial to bury his treasure chest is 4 bunny hops, 3 duck waddles, a frog's leap, and a whole cat's purr. Yes, sir, the cat's purr is very important. Most important indeed. As long as it is a happy purr and not a being tickled purr.
No, sir, they're completely different.
And please never get distracted by the please feed me because I love you purr. I cannot be responsible for where you'd end up following that one. The Coddle Poppers still won't tell us which rock belongs to which month because they know that the children will be able to work out where the treasure is again. And seeing as there's 13 new moons in every year and that the Coddle Popper sits on a different rock each year, they feel pretty darn sure that the too clever for their own good children won't be digging up any more of their treasure from now on.
No, sir.
If only children weren't so smart, we'd then know which rock belongs to which month.
Or would you?